And I say to our brothers and sisters from the Muslim and Arab community, when you get a picture of Trudeau saying happy Eid or wearing a funny socks, tell him Mr. Trudeau is not enough. Be brave and take the rightful stance by standing up against occupation and oppression. So brothers and sisters, please help me welcome a very active community member of the Independent Jewish Voice, Sister Susan Weiss, who's been participating on all our rallies, and for the Independent Jewish Voice for taking the right moral and ethical stance in support of Palestine.
Free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From Canada to Palestine, occupation is a crime. From Canada to Palestine, occupation is a crime. The whole world has condemned Trump's blow against Palestine, but Canada's government is silent. And silence means consent. Why? Because Canada's business and government elite look favorably at Israeli apartheid. They like the repressive laws, the subjugation of indigenous peoples, the aggressive militarism. Well, Mr. Trudeau, the people of Canada think differently. Here is what an ECOS, E-K-O-S opinion poll showed this year. Those who expressed their opinions said, when asked, is your view of the Israeli government negative? 62% said yes. Is criticism of Israel anti-Semitic? 91% said no. Is the Palestinians' call for boycott against Israel reasonable?
Yes.
78% said yes. Speak for the people of Canada, Mr. Trudeau.
Yes.
Say no to Trump on Jerusalem's annexation.
No.
I was an infant in France. Solidarity saved my life. As a Jew, Hitler marked me down for death. I was saved by a people united against the Nazi occupation, the anti-Nazi resistance carried out by the people of many nations and faiths, including Muslims. When I visit my father's grave, I see buried close to him the graves of many Muslims who died fighting to defeat fascism. When I see the great mosque of Paris, I remember that it provided refuge to Jews and others on Hitler's death list. When I visit the hills where I was hidden, a witness from those days tells me how Muslim soldiers of the resistance stood guard there to protect us. We need that kind of solidarity today to win Palestinian freedom.
People united will never be defeated.
People united can never be defeated. The people united can never be defeated. The people united can never be defeated.
The people united
can never be defeated.
The people united
can never be defeated. There are many ways to counter the oppression and occupation of Palestine. I stand with boycott, divestment, and sanctions. It seems that more and more of the world's peoples see that as a road to peace and freedom for the Palestinians and Israelis.
Yes. Woo!
President Trump empowers fascists in the U.S. and in Canada, too. At the top of the fascist hate list are the Jews and Muslims. Our response, whether Jewish or Muslim or Christian or secular, is solidarity.
Yes!
Solidarity! We stand together against fascism and for Palestinian freedom. In Canada, we must stand together for the love of humanity.
Yes.
A Jerusalem that welcomes equally the three great faiths, respects human rights, and gives expression to freedom for Palestine. End the occupation!
End the occupation!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!